During its regular meeting, the council voted 5-1 to accept Wodehouse's resignation, with Marty West voting no. Earlier in the meeting, West read a statement from Wodehouse announcing his decision to resign.
I understand how the document being circulated can be confused as something legitimate or even of a legal nature. It is not. It's a document that merely states the accusations that were made, the same accusations that were concluded to be without merit when I left the Kennewick School District.
The document from the Washington Department of Public Education revokes Wodehouse's teaching license. He was the Kennewick High School drama coach, and the document alleges that after cast parties or plays, Wodehouse would let students stay at his home, that a male and female student shared a room on one occasion, and that Wodehouse called and sent notes and gifts to a female student and allegedly kissed her intimately in his school office. Wodehouse strongly denies the accusations and in an interview with KRBD says he's working with his attorney, Keith Stump, to resolve the issue.
You know, my mistake was not, I didn't realize this was there like this because it was, I had dealt with it in, you know, when I left the school district originally, I left and they couldn't fire me because everything was unfounded. I had the union on my side. And they helped represent me, and the school district couldn't get rid of me, so I just left. They quit offering my class, and so I left the school district, and my license expired that year. And so, you know, one of the things we're looking at is how does the state of Washington try to revoke a license that was already expired?
Wodehouse says he would have stayed on the council, but his son is moving here from Washington, and Wodehouse wants to focus on his family and clearing his name. He says he hopes to be able to run for city council in next October's election. Wodehouse says he has received support from many people.
When I was at work today, several people had come by and said, I wish that you would have stayed on because, you know, we didn't, we think that you could have done some real good there, and they didn't feel the same way that some of the public comments were made. So it was nice to have, and I'd gotten a lot of messages and calls and texts, and you know, people tracking me down and saying, you know, keep your chin up, keep up the fight, you don't have anything to worry about.
There was public comment at the council meeting related to Wodehouse and the document. Most addressing the issue suggested that the council change its selection process to include a background check when appointing new members. At the end of the council meeting, West noted that the gossip on social media about her connected with the Wodehouse issue had been vicious. She added that she received an email from Borough Assembly member Agnes Moran questioning whether West was a registered voter, which is required for elected council members. West says she interpreted the email as a warning.
I really felt like, well, now they're looking at me. And, you know, how about it? I've got enough skeletons in my closet to form my own cemetery. And every one of those bag of bones comes with a story. This has really been an eye-opening experience, and it has not been good. I'm disappointed.
West notes that she's in her fifth term on the council and is a registered voter. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.